Many of us first heard of the ethnic tensions that rippled through Kenya's urban slums back in 2007. That's when those tensions flared into violence following a disputed presidential election. One of the worst affected areas was Matare, a slum in Nairobi. The international media focused on machete attacks in the slum, but a local nonprofit called Slum TV told the stories of residents who helped each other survive the chaos. Today, Slum TV continues its mission to teach television production as a development tool. From Matare, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
The streets are filled with mud and sewage after recent rains. Dirty teenagers hang around openly sniffing glue from plastic bags. It looks like a sad place of poverty and decay, but there are positive stories here too.
The clue of Slum TV.
Slum TV is the place to hear them. The volunteer organization uses television to promote positive examples of residents helping themselves. In this news clip, a woman interviews two young brothers, Moisei and Rasta, who opened what the reporter calls an elegant barber shop in Matare.
In life, it's about trial and error, and they had to take a chance of risking in creating such a business, especially in this locality.
The stories are reported and produced by young residents who learn video production at Slum TV. Vincent Omuga is a cameraman, showing me the streets where he was born and raised. He says there are loads of stories that no one outside the slum ever hears about.
In the slum, good things happen there. We have people with big businesses, big minds, great ideas that we can see.
There's the story of a woman who fries potatoes for a living, a man who fixes shoes, a water vendor. Ethnic diversity is shown as something positive, not a threat. Slum TV manager Kenneth Wendo says it was coincidence that the project started shortly before the violence in 2007. But that just made it even more important to highlight the positive.
There was a group of Kikuyus who were supporting Luo people. They actually believe in positivity. So in some of our clips, we focus on a group of Luo people who helped Kikuyus to resettle after they were chased away from their homes. So we realize there's love in that slum as much as there's also hatred.
Wendo says it would be difficult for outsiders to tell these stories. Slum TV members use an air compressor to blow up an inflatable 20-foot screen and hammer in spikes to support it. There's no formal electricity in Matare. What little that exists is stolen from the grid, and few have television sets. So Slum TV brings its programs to the people, and it's clearly a major event. A Slum TV member warms up the crowd, many of whom are children. Esther Wanjiru, a Slum TV reporter, says that if locals can just see positive examples, they can learn to improve themselves.
People in the slums, they have no hope. If you just show them, instead of waiting for someone to come and give you something, just do it yourself, like the DIY culture. But if you just saying, nothing is going to ever happen. Just show them what other people are doing. And instead of these people just staying back and being prostitutes, being thieves, they'll have something to do.
When Kenyans hear about Matare, it's only stories of crime, poverty, and filth, says resident Basi Mbura. Watching from her doorstep, she says Slum TV is helping to raise the slum's self-esteem.
Slum TV is teaching us on how to be happy what we are. We should accept ourselves and try to be better. Yeah, we love it.
Reporter Wanjiru says she's curious about why people like telling their stories. So she asks them.
Every time when I walk around the slums, people just know me. They see me and they see Slum TV. And most of them are like, I have a story to tell you and you want to listen to them. And what they say is, I think my story can help someone else in the other side of the slum.
Slum TV has no plans as of yet to broadcast over the airwaves, but they have started posting their stories on the internet. The crew from Slum TV says people in Matare have started taking themselves more seriously, just from seeing themselves in their everyday stories on TV. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Matare Slum, Nairobi.